Shalom and praise the Lord. I want to welcome you again this day to reflect on John chapter number 5 and even from verses 1 to 15. One of the big questions that we're asking ourselves is, why should sick people be in the hospital for all the years and they don't get well? Why should one be in the house of bread and die of hunger? Why should we be in a house of protection, but we are vulnerable to the attacks of the enemy? Why should one be in the house full of mercy and grace, and yet you are staying there and not connecting to these heavenly resources? I think this is a very good question we need to ask ourselves, and we need to get an answer from this text and even from the rest of the book of John. We are given of a case study of a man who was in the city of Jerusalem. And inside the city of Jerusalem, there was a pool called Bethesda. If you look at the meaning of these two names, Jerusalem means the city of peace, the city of righteousness. That is the city. If you look at the name Bethesda, Beth, the name Beth, like Bethel, Bethesda, all these, the name Beth in Hebrew, it means house. So Bethesda means house of mercy, house of kindness, house of grace. So I want you to picture yourself inside a city that is ruled by peace. But then inside the city, you are in one of the houses, several houses in this city, but one of the houses that is the house of grace. Yet you remain in this house of city, I mean, in this house of grace and house of mercy for 38 years when you are invalid, when you are diseased, when you are sick, when you cannot be able to get into them, you cannot be able to connect to them. This morning, I want you to reflect on that. Why would that be possible? This man was there for 38 years, but he remained invalid. I want us to deal with several things, but today we only mention, and I try to answer that question here, but you take time to keep looking at this question, because this is one of the questions that John is going to highlight all the way until the book of John comes to an end. But let me tell you the reason. There are several reasons. One of the reasons is the way this man viewed himself, is the way he looked at himself, is the way he looked at other people, is the way he looked at the healer, is the way he looked at the healing, is the way he looked at the enemy, or the wolves, or the enemies of the city, the enemies of this house. So when Jesus asked this man, do you want to get well? I want you to listen at what this man said. This man said, I can't. That means he could not be able to see. The problem was his view. The problem was his vision. The problem was his worldview. The problem was his life view. He said, I cannot. Can you imagine the creator of heaven and earth asking you, do you want to get well? And then he thinks, I cannot. Of course, he is revealing what he is and how he is. Then he started giving part of what made his wrong worldview. He said, when I try to get there, and so he's looking at himself, his own strength. When I'm trying, it's not about our trying. He failed to see that he could not get there by himself. Then number two, he said, when I try, somebody else get there ahead of me. So he also now blamed other people. He forgot that we have enough grace for each one of us. He forgot that my grace is not your grace. Your grace is not the other person's grace. Forget that we have different graces and we cannot compete for grace. We are in the house of grace. We need to open ourselves and eat up the grace, take up the grace of God and wear the grace of God and enter into the grace of God and use the grace of God and allow God's favor to continue to work in us. We enter into the grace of God. We enter into this kingdom. This house we are talking about, this city we are talking about, is the kingdom of God, in other words. Because these words define what the kingdom of God is all about. The kingdom of God is about peace. The kingdom of God is about righteousness. It's not about eating and drinking. It's about peace. It's about righteousness. It's about joy. It's about mercy. It's about grace. It's about kindness of God. It's not about us. It is his house. He has invited us into his house. We are invited ourselves. So this man said, somebody else try to do that. And Jesus touched him and asked him, carry your bed, walk, because you are able to do that. What changed? What changed is that Jesus started to win the soul, the heart, the view, the attitude of this person to be able to see very clearly. And so today, we want to ask ourselves, who do you blame for your problems? Do you blame yourself? Do you blame another person? Do you blame the giver of grace? Do you blame the enemy? Are you looking at Jesus as the healer, or are you looking at the healing? May the Lord open our eyes today. May the Lord touch us. Just the way God, Elisha asked God, God, open the eye of my servant Gehazi, that he may see that those that are in our favor are more than those that are against us. Open them, open his eyes, that he may be able to see. And God opened his eyes, and he was able to see a melee of chariots of fire that was close to them. And he discovered that the enemy was outside them. So those that had come allowed them. He could not be able to see. So may God open our spiritual dimension to be able to see. Lord God, open our spiritual dimension that we may see God clearly, that we may see our enemies clearly, that we may see our strength clearly, ourselves clearly, that we may see other people's clearly, that we may see the resources called peace, the resources called grace, the resources called healing, the resources called mercy, the resources called kindness, and we'll be able to appropriate them and see the one who is connecting us to them. In Jesus' name.